Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Yo, this is Trey Kennedy here, and this is episode 1 of Correct Opinions. Today I recap how I went to Portland, then to LA, back home, and the crazy juxtaposition of the two. I talk about what triggers me, how old I'm feeling, and weird fan encounters. This is Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. I'm back home after a good bit of traveling. You may have seen. Like I said, I was in Portland. First time in Portland. Have you never been there? Great place. Okay, can't say anything bad about it. Well, hold on. Coffee's great. Big coffee guy. As you can see, if you're watching this or if you're listening, just keep listening. Great beer. Great wineries. I got to talk about a winery. If you haven't been to a winery tour, let's talk about a winery tour. My gosh. Talk about, if you're poor and want to be fancy, winery tour. You're just like, the ethers of the, I don't know what I'm talking about. You get there and they're like, thank you for coming to the Beacon on the Hill Winery. This first one you're tasting is a Pinot Gris. It's a very kind of bittersweet grape, and we do it a little different here. We put it in the oak a little longer. Like, dude, pour it. I put the pour and pour it. Just, I'm not fancy enough to know what you're talking about. Okay, I'm just here to drink a little wine, take some good Insta photos, and go home. But man, I felt fancy. We're out in this winery. Yeah, they asked us beforehand, like, what's your preference? Do you red? Boxed? Like, wait, sir, what? Sir, we don't do that. Please leave. Okay. We slapped the back? Okay, that's too far. But I've never felt so fancy doing it. You should do it. We did it outside of the Portland area. Willamette Valley is what it's called. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. I tried all sorts of wines. Bought a couple, because why not? Can I tell the difference between the wines I bought in Portland for $37 and the box wine $6 down the street? No, not at all. But fancy. I'm a fancy guy. So I bought it, and now I have it. I don't know. This is any bottle of wine I've ever drank. I open it, I have a glass, and then 6 weeks later, I'm like, oh yeah. And then I drink some, and it tastes like salt and vinegar chips. It's like, okay, I think. I guess wine goes bad in like a few days, which I don't understand. Talk about being lonely. Can't even finish. It's like, well, I'm not going to drink a whole bottle on just a random night. I just want a couple glasses. So what do I do? Like, well, it's going to go bad, or get some friends. Okay, well. But speaking, I'm not lonely anymore. I'm engaged. I'm not eating the whole scoop. Who cares? But yeah, I was in Portland. Did outside of Portland. Did the whole thing. So that's exciting news. And then I went straight from Portland to L.A., for work things, had some good meetings, but LA had some great meetings. Exciting stuff coming. LA, it's always funny going out to LA, man. I always talk about just the difference. You know, I live in the Midwest. I feel like I go out to LA, and I call an Uber, and they drop me off somewhere, and then he gets out and fights another Uber driver. I'm like, oh my gosh! And then I come back home, and I go to Target, and some old lady is like, "Is there anything you need prayer for?" It's like, okay, it's very different. In LA, I open the door for a guy with green hair, and he doesn't say thank you. In Kansas City, I help a woman with her bags to her car, and she tries to give me $20. Yeah, it's just different. It's fine. In LA, happy hour, the drink is $10. I can go down the street right now and find a place with the $2 well whiskey, man. It's okay. I'm recording this at 10 a.m. and that's concerning. I know that, but I don't actually, I'm guessing. I don't know that. I've never done that. I was going to say LA is wild, man. LA is wild. The first time I ever went to LA, this is hilarious. It was when I was back in the day. I was just getting started doing all the social media stuff. So I'm going to go out to LA. I'm meeting my manager for the first time. I'm shooting with Matt Cutchell. Some of you may know for the first time. He's like this LA guy. I'm nervous, man. I'm there to shoot Instagram videos and for some meetings. I'm nervous. But we get there. I'm this sheltered kid from Oklahoma. I roll up into Beverly Hills to shoot. And I'm just thinking, yeah, we'll hold up our phones and do some funny stuff. And he has a camera crew. He has a script written. Matt Cutchell. I'm like, okay, here we go. And it's funny. He's like, I have a girl coming in to shoot this thing I wrote. I'm like, okay. In walks a very LA looking girl. She's like an IG model, the whole thing. And I'm like, And we shoot whatever. And then afterwards, she's like, this is your first time in LA? I'm like, yeah, yeah. She's like, so you've never been out in LA? I'm like, well, how? Obviously not. She's like, you've got to go out. And then we start discussing how she was in Playboy. And that's what I was like, Mom, come pick me up. I come out to LA. It's like, oh my gosh, it's just like the movies. I haven't been here a few hours and there's a Playboy trying to get me to a party. I'm like, I need to leave. But she was very nice. And I that was that. But I just thought it was hilarious. I went out there like, man, I'm kind of nervous. It's a wild world out here. It wasn't hours before I was invited to some wild party. And I was like, I can't do that. But I've since adapted. I'm good in LA now, I like to think. As I get older, I'm figuring it out. Speaking of getting old, dude, I'm about to turn 27. My back hurts. I gotta wrap this up. I got a chiropractor appointment in a bit. My knee hurts. My shoulder hurts. I have like acid reflux, and I tweeted the other day, like, how do people play pro sports in the 30s? Tom Brady's 42 and playing. I will need a cane at that age. At this rate, how are they doing it? I can barely get up and down the stairs. Are you kidding me? If I was a pro athlete, I'm 26. If I was a pro athlete, it'd be like, Trey Kennedy is questionable this week because he slept on his neck wrong. That's it for me. Like, Trey, have you been to the gym lately? Nah, man, I just kind of, I've been traveling a few different mattresses, kind of got the back a little tweaked. Like, these guys are on different hotel beds every night of the week. They're fine. Yeah, unfortunately, sorry guys, I'm not able to play in our week 2 game today. I burnt my mouth really bad on some leftover pizza. It's just, I can't put my mouth guard in. So, that's what it would be for me. Jeez, I don't know how they do it. I mean, I'm serious. It's so frustrating. I heard that like mid-20s is supposed to be the peak of your physical form. Please. I peaked at 16. When I was 16, dude, remember those days you could just drink? I used to drink 8 Gatorades a day and I weighed a buck 10. Man, those were the times. Now it's like, okay, well, this was a bad weekend. I had a few too many tacos. I have to do a cleanse because my heartburn is, gosh, dude, I'm worried. Some of you listening to this might be older than me. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do it. Anyways, pray for me, I guess. It's wild. When I thought of doing this podcast, I want to do some segments. And one that's just a no-brainer. We're going to start right here, and I got some fancy jingles.
Crazy white baby names.
Crazy white baby names. That is right, people. You've probably seen my roll call video. One of the better videos I've done in terms of views, like making fun of the name. So I know it's a thing. I get, you guys send me stuff weekly of like crazy names. And then I say, like I said, I'm about 27. I'm from the South. So I'm starting to get people having kids. And it's one thing to make fun of it, but let's actually get, can we be serious for a minute? What is happening? I haven't heard of a kid having a regular name in a long time. The people in my circle, acquaintances, distant people, like my mom's like, did you hear they had a baby? No, mom, of course not. I don't know how you did. They named her Daffodil. You know, it's like, what? You know, but I get it. This day and age, we all want to be unique. We all want to, the social media age, you want to stand out, but it's just getting absurd. It's getting really absurd. So I saw this, someone's DM this to me, and moving forward, email correctopinions@trachinity.com. Submit your thanks for the segments, crazy baby names you see. I don't know. I won't call you out. So it's like, you can send me your best friend's child and they won't know. Let's roast it. But I saw one, there was little baby shark cookies to celebrate the 1 year birthday of twins. Drumroll, please. Layton and Jayton. What the heck? Layton. L-E-I-G-H-T-O-N. And Jayton, J-A-Y-T-O-N. But then white people, it's like, we named her Layton because she was... It was an accident. We knew we were pregnant when I was late or something like, ugh. That's why they come up with stuff like that. Jayton. And like, Jayton just rhymes with it. And then we learned they're twins and we're like, let's just rhyme them. That's how those babies were named. They weren't planning on it. She was late on her, you know what. They said, oh, wouldn't it be fun? Layton. Hey, you have twins. Let's go with Jayton. Because I don't know. That's how those were named. I saw another one recently, so many of their kid, Kaleo, K-A-L-E-E-O, K-A-L-E-O. Yeah, Kaleo. I know some of you are me to like, well, Trey, that means Hebrew. I looked it up. Trey, that means Hebrew for, I don't remember, to serve or something. It doesn't matter because we're not Hebrew. We don't speak. That wears me out when people are like, they try to come up with some creative. I'm like, well, in a different language, it means this. Well, we don't speak that language. That's just what you're going to do your whole life. Oh, that's an interesting way. Well, in Hebrew, it means to live freely. Okay, well, I don't care. So, it's just Kaleo. K-A-L-E-O. So, it's like, it's too close to paleo, which is concerning. It's a, you know, maybe that's it. They're like, well, we're... Chris and Candace, both spelled with K's, and we had a kid, and we're obsessed with the I don't know. We're CrossFitters, and so we went with Kaleo, because... Or it has the word kale in it. A lot of trigger words in there. Crazy white baby names.
Crazy white baby names.
Like I said, I just see a lot of people that I met, like... I recently heard of someone... I kind of know. They're like, we're going to name... No. This is a better story. Someone from college who I knew, but now I don't really know, but I saw they had a kid. They're like, welcome to the world, Faden. P-H-A-D-E-N. So I'm upset about it. Will I ever meet this kid? No, but you know, I feel like I have to do something. I feel like it's my duty. So Faden, what do? I screenshot, crop it out where the last name's not in it. The photo of the parents are not in it. Okay? Because I'm respectful. When I call out your child's name moments after it's born, I do it in a respectful way. So I post on my Insta story like, do less. Ugh. And I notice I get a DM from this guy. He's like, hey man, or if you do a favor, maybe take that down. I actually happen to know the parents. And I think she actually follows you. So maybe I just want you to take it down before they see it, if you could. And in my mind, I'm like, he doesn't realize that, oh no, I know her. And I want her to see it. No. I know her. I want her to see it. Hey, if you roll the dice on a name like that, I am not going to be the last person to bring up that name. Like, ugh. I'm not going to be the last person to poke some fun. And I'll come after a newborn. Dude. That's okay, that's a little much. It's the parents. I'm coming after the parents more. Newborn did nothing wrong. So many babies come to this world, they're punished, they did nothing wrong, and now this names thing isn't the worst one, obviously. But, I mean, the whole life, it's you have to spell it, explain it. I have no idea what it is. Or it's probably like, well, it's my grandma's maiden name. That's another one that bothers me. Well, my first name's Macaulay. What? Why? It's my mom's maiden name. It's not a name. It's not. Yeah, it was your mom's last name. First names and last names are different. You know, my name's Williams. William? No, Williams with an S. Mom's maiden name. Well, that was dumb. You know, people just. You know, I heard a lot of people making fun of when I started roasting names. Like coming from a guy whose name is Trey, like a food tray. Trey's a name. My name is Thomas the Third. Trey is for the third. If you've met Treys, they're probably the third. If they're white. You know, and then black folks name their kids Trey, short for like Trayvon or something. I grew up playing basketball. There was always a kid on the black kid on the team, other team named Trey. It was very confusing. Black kid named Trey, it's just a cool name. Maybe it's T-R-E apostrophe. White kid named Trey, they're like Gerald William the Third. I was in a fraternity, a fine one. I was, just don't judge me on that. And there was like six Trays. I was like, I've hardly met a Tray in my life. Why are there so many Trays? It's like, oh, it's a grouping of affluent white men. So, anyways, but I'm fine with my name. And I'm just saying it's normal. You get it. When I say my name's Trey, no one's ever been like, oh, wait, what? They're like, oh yeah, Trey. Also, I feel like my name should be spelled with a C-H. I've always been bothered by that. What's your name? Trey. I never said it's Trey. C-H-R-E-Y. Maybe I need to change it. That'd be brutal. Yeah, but the names, man. It's brutal. So yeah, he said, if you take it down, I was like, no, I know they see it. I want them to see it. When you guys have seen me roasting baby names on my Instagram, a lot of them are real, and they're people I know follow me. A lot of stuff I'm making fun of is direct hits to people I kind of know. And when they see it, I wonder what they're, I don't know, but they're probably like, oh. I don't know, it's good, but it's heartless enough, right? It's just light humor, it's fun, just making fun of newborns. Okay, I'm done. That concludes
Crazy White Baby Name.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We got another segment. And this is a little more along the same lines, but a little more broad of just little things that happened that really just got, just grind my gears. Okay. It's called
Triggered.
Yep. We all get triggered, don't we? We all get triggered.
Excuse me.
How annoying is that? Oh. People sip their coffee, chew their, smack their gum, man. My own father, if you listen to this, love you, Dad, and I've said it. I've just, it's all good, but man, he really gets after his gum. Okay, I'm done. Sorry. Everyone listening now right now is like, He, man, I can't stand the smacking. It's brutal. Anyways, that was just when I sipped my coffee, I thought of that. But a bigger story, when I mentioned I went to LA, this, I pride myself on not really getting angry at people. I feel like I do a good job for the most part of, like, you know, it's another human. I get it, right? I try to empathize. I'm a human too. I do things that anger people. I get it. But when like technology or just like products or something don't work, it's such a helpless feeling, because if a human really, really makes you mad, you can sock them right in the gullet, or you at least fantasize about it. If a computer's messing up, dude, I fantasize about bashing it in. It's like, well, that would just cost me a lot of money. So this thing, it's a lose-lose. So I had a situation. I went to LA. I from Portland to LA, I landed late, 10 p.m.-ish. I do Airbnb. I love doing Airbnb. It's a little more homey. It always seems like it's cheaper. I do Airbnb. I show up at 10:30. LA this time of year, it's 90-something degrees. I show up. The AC isn't on. So it's like 89 degrees in there. Oh, I was ready. And so I'm like, okay. So I turn it on. Like, okay, it's running. It's fine. But you start to kind of think about it and do the math. And it wasn't like a tiny little space. It was like a two-bedroom house, not to brag. Which, Airbnb tip, if you're going to like a really busy city, do it last minute, because especially if like during the week, because then people are like, hey, I hit them with a discount offer. Hey, you either book it or you don't. Anyways, I thought it'd be fun. I'll have a little house. Cool. Well, so now it's too hot. It's going to take 8 hours probably to get it down to 72, whatever. It's like a good sleeping temperature. So I'm calling the host. No answer. I'm calling Airbnb. I talked to 1, 2, 3 people, said they're going to call me back. They haven't. And at this point, my blood is boiling. Dude, I haven't been this mad in a long time. I'm like, I am. And so I go, I decide I have to book a hotel. I can't do this. I'll keep trying to fight, get a refund. But, what was making me so mad is when I was finally getting a hold of people trying to help me. So the thermostat was one of those like smart thermostats, which I can't stand. I have one in my house. I hate it, because it's like, the thermostat is just click, click. I don't need it to like have LED. And then my console is like low battery. I'm like, but so I'm there, and I'm sure they had problems in the past, but they can tell, they think I like don't know how to work it. Like, well, sir, are you familiar with the Nest system? I was like, oh, yes, dude. And then they're like, well, sir, it takes a while to cool down. I'm like, that's the problem. Oh, and then they just kept going. They said, oh, well, we can send someone out to take a look at the air conditioner. I'm like, no, the air conditioner is working the problem is it's off and it's too late for this one night. The problem is it was off, so it's 90 degrees. I'm sweating. I don't want to sleep. Airbnb, any hotel or anything has to be like three things: clean, comfortable, have a bed. You know, it's like, if there's other things, whatever, but it's like, I can't be sweating in here if I paid for this. It was cooler on the streets. Anyways, so they keep calling, and then one guy goes to me, he goes, "Well, sir, the air conditioner wasn't on because it was vacant." Okay. I say I don't get mad at people, and then they're trying to help, and I'm like, oh my gosh. It's like, I didn't know how else to explain the issue. I guess that was what was so angry. It's like, the problem was the problem, and that's annoying. But then I repeat, it was like, they didn't want to get an issue. It's like if you went to the doctor. You know, I told them at the Airbnb, I said, everything works fine. It's just, it was off, and now it's too late. And they're like, well, sir, the Nest system takes a while. That's what I just told you. Sir, it was off. Let me explain to you why it was off. I don't care why it was off. It shouldn't have been off. Sir, you know, it's like if you went to the doctor and you're like, hey, doc, I broke my arm. Could you fix it? And he goes, well, it's broken because you torqued it with enough pressure the wrong way that it failed. I know how I broke it, dude. I need you to fix it. And then if he was like, well, let me have a pulmonologist come in here and check your breathing. What? That's not that's not the problem. This is the problem. I need you to fix it. Oh, it's like I said, here's the problem with the AC. I need you to fix it. And they're just giving me solutions that had nothing to do with the problem. So if you went to your teacher, I'm like, hey, teacher, I failed the history test. Could you tutor me? And they said, well, you failed it because you got the answers wrong. I know. I know the problem. I'm telling you I want you to fix it. And then they said, sure, let me get a math tutor in here. And it's like, oh my gosh. So, but I will say, long story short. Oh, also, you know, customer service people, they're just like, you know, probably minimum wage-ish. They're trying. It's not their fault. And I always remember that, right? I try to think, I'm not going to get angry at this person. It's not their fault. But I did kind of get after one over this, and I'm ashamed. By this, they called, and I thought it was Airbnb. That's why I was frustrated, because they had like five or six people not call me back. So I was annoyed. And this guy answers, he's like, hello. I'm like, yes. He's like, I'm told to help you with the air conditioner. I'm like, yeah, listen, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't need, it's just too late. And then he's like, well, and he starts explaining those things. I'm like, I go, do you sleep with your house 90 degrees, man? I said it like that, kind of stern. You tell me, do you sleep with the 90 degrees? And he's like, you can tell he's foreign. He was like, I'm just told to help you. And I was like, wait, are you with Airbnb? He's like, no, I was just like an air conditioning guy. And I immediately go, I'm so sorry. Listen, man, I'm so sorry. I'm just having a bad night. It was like, you could tell he was like, all right. Oh, I felt so bad. Just compounded everything. I'm like mad, and then I feel really bad. But anyways, long story, that was not a long story short. End of story, it worked out. Someone for Airbnb was finally helpful. I got a refund. I got a new place. It was great. But it was a few hours of trage, if you will. Anyways, that was this week's... Oh, wait, no, we have more. I have another one. You know, I was... It's interesting when I go out to LA and, like, no fans meet me. It's very... I guess LA is part of that culture, but it's very, you know, but then I went to the middle of nowhere, Kansas, on like a ranch, and like six people knew me, this tiny town. It's just funny how I definitely have a heartland following, baby, and I love it because that's home to me. All right. And I love meeting fans. I'm serious. If you ever see me out and about, come say hello. I love it. 98% of the time, it's great. But I guess let me tell some stories of when it hasn't been. So maybe you can know not what to do, but I always am kind, I hope and think. But what irks me is when people come up to me and, or maybe I meet someone new. Like I went to a doctor's office recently, and the people, a lot of the like women working the desk or the nurses followed me and knew who I was. And they were like, ah, which was great. It was very nice. And they're like, you're different in person. And I'm like, number one, I'm here because I'm ill. And two, it's like, yes, I'm a normal person. I guess people, what'd you want me to do? Bust in the doctor's office? Like, hello, Trey is here. Maybe you've seen my Instagrams here or there. I am ill. I need a pill. Come help me and follow me more. Is that what I'm supposed to do? I just never understood when that people meet me. They're like, you're different. Do you want me to be like, hey, yes, that is me, Trey. Nice to meet you. And it's a whip and a nay-nay. Let's take a photo to go on your day-day. I just say hello. You're just so, I just expected you to be different. Okay, well, which is also kind of, I feel like it's a little mean. I don't know. You did not meet my expectations. Wow, I've always wanted to meet you, and this is a letdown. All right. But there's been a lot of funny stories meeting fans. Like I said, 98% of people come up. They said, are you Trey? Yes, good to meet you. Can we take a photo? Da, da, da. It's amazing. I really enjoy it. It's fun because a lot of my following is me. My age, yours are chill or older. I met a woman well into her 50s recently who was a big fan. I'm enjoying that trend. It's kind of funny. My mom's like, can all my friends have Do Less, Got Less hats? I'm like, yeah. Shop.treykenny.com, mom. Not everything's free. Okay, I gave her a few free, but yeah, it's funny. A funny story. I was at a coffee shop recently by myself, kind of working out. So I was by myself at a coffee shop. This girl walks up. She says, listen, okay, so my friend says you're like Trey Kennedy or something, which immediately I'm kind of like, okay. And I go, yeah, I'm Trey, you know, nice to meet you. She goes, okay, I don't know who that is. And so I'm immediately like obnoxious, right? It's like, what? Yes, you do. I just said it. It's me. I'm this person in front of you. What? I always get a kick out of people. That happens a lot where if you meet a group of girls or come say hey, and there's always one in the group who's like, honestly, no idea. Like, my friends came over and like really wanted to meet you, and I just like, sorry, never seen your videos, don't know who you are. Okay. It's like, did you really have to make that known? By the way, I just really want to let you know, although my friends like follow you and want a picture, I do not. All right, just, I don't know why that is. It's just funny. I get it, I'm a different position, but it's funny to think of, you know, my dad runs a small business. Kennedy's Hard Auto, Edmond, Oklahoma, stop in. Imagine if like a group of people were like, oh, so what do you do? Or if they came up like, hey, Mr. Kennedy, I love your business. I take my car in. Appreciate it. He's like, yeah. And then one of the group's like, never heard of it. Never been. Not going to go. It's like, okay, that's so mean. Oh, that's fine. It's like, my dad understands not everyone in town goes to his business, but just want to let you know, never even heard of it. So it's like, listen, I get not everyone follows me. Not everyone thinks I'm funny. That's a reality I understand, but just meet me and say hello. You don't have to be like, oh, by the way, not a fan. All right. But so this girl in the coffee shop, she's like, yeah, I don't know who that is. Like, well, it's me. I don't know what else to say. It's me. And then she immediately goes, you tell she's a little nervous and a little awkward, but that's great. And she starts going on. She's like, well, hey, listen, I'm sure you get a lot of people asking for photos. So then I'm also like, wait, do you know who I am? This is now confusing, but I'm sure you get a lot of people asking for photos. I just want to know if there's anything you need prayer about. Okay. You know, a little odd, sure, but good. You know, that's nice, right? So I come up with something, you know, I'm like, well, thank you so much. Yeah, if you just pray that I would do what God's leading me to do, you know, yada, yada. And then she immediately goes, okay, dear God, we thank you for, if you're watching this, I've never experienced this, without hesitation, she begins talking, keeps full eye contact with me. And it's a good 15 seconds go by before I realize, oh, she's praying. We all know everyone knows prayer form, you know, eyes closed, head bowed, crush your hands, the whole thing. I've never experienced this. This girl, she also had a hat on. I mean, you should take it off. But anyways, so it's a full 15 seconds of her just like, God, we come for you today. And I want to lift Trey up. And if you're watching this, look at me dead in the eyes. And then I kind of come to him like, oh, this is it. And so I kind of like turn away and bow my head, but then I'm like, what? But she's not. So I kind of like make eye contact again, and I'm starting to sweat. I'm at a community coffee table, so like people are for sure picking up on this. I'm like, oh, and she's just staring into me, my soul. And like, oh my gosh. And it's not one of those like 30, 45 second prayers. This was 3 to 5 minutes. I'm not kidding. So we're a good minute into this before I make it a point. At this point, I've not comprehended a word of it because I'm trying to process what to do. And I decide, okay, just forget it. No shame. I'm just going to stare right back in her eyes. This is a staring contest for the Lord, baby. So we just go for it. She wraps up. I thank her. She goes on. Let me read it. Very kind of her, okay? Just threw me off guard. Man, that was just a unique experience, a unique fan experience. I really do appreciate it, but I did not handle it well. Yeah, so I don't know how she was raised in to pray that way. I don't, man, it's still rattled. I'll never forget that. Like, that's one thing. So I meet a lot of fans, and I picture her very clearly right now. Her eyes were a warm, Holy Spirit brown. Another funny story. I was on a first date a couple of years ago. I hardly knew this girl. First date, coffee time. No quiet moments in the podcast. I was on a little date, and I went to this place. Me and this gal went to this place, this cool hip place where, I don't know if you've been to one. It's like a large building, and there's like 7 food options in it. It's not a food court in the mall. That's what it sounds like. I promise this is a cool, perfectly reasonable place for a first date. Stop. I feel like I can hear you guys. You guys think you're so funny making fun of me. No, it was one of those trendy places where there's really good food, different options. There's a bar. It's fun. It's cool. It's classy. Did I take a girl on a first date in college to McAllister's Deli once? Yes. We're not going to talk about that. So I'm at this place with this girl, and we got our food. It was fun, and we're going to sit down. Man, this sounds like this does sound kind of lame. It was cool and reasonable. And this guy walks up. This is what he does. He just walks up to me and goes, "Now watch me whip, and watch me nay nay. Hey, son, whip you up some dinner." And I'm just standing there baffled. And this girl with me, she doesn't know what I do for a living yet, right? And so she's bumfuzzled, it occurs to me he's just doing a quick live rendition impression of one of my popular vines, and this is what I do. He finishes, "Whip me up some dinner, ha," huh? And I go, "Yeah, man." That's all I did. "Yeah, man." And then he was really nice. He says, "Yo, dude, big fan, cool, get a picture." And mind you, I'm holding food with a girl next to me, clearly on a date, which is fine. Obviously, I'm not fine with it. But we sit down, and of course, I have to explain that. But yeah, I don't know. I'm alone at a coffee shop. Come say hello. I'm out and about. But if I'm maybe at a dinner with family or on a date, well, now I'm engaged, so it's very cool. Come up and say hey to me and Katie. But I was on a first date, and I'm like, yeah, well, let me explain. I make vines for a living. She's like, okay, get the check. We're at it. Okay, let me get this straight. You're a Vine star, and you took me to a food court. Boy, but it was nice. It was a nice place. I did stand up for the first time recently. Yeah, I've never done it before. I never planned to do anything comedy-wise or anything before. It happened with Vine and this, and now I'm here, and I did stand up for the first time. Dude, stand-up comedians are they have a screw loose. That's what I think. In a good way, but it's, I don't get, man. So it's easier for me, right? Because now I have like an agent stuff because of what I've been able to do online. And I just got put in a place on a stage and given a set. Like people who are stand-up comedians, they just started showing up places like open mics in front of six people. It's like, whoa. And I went up there and had a fine performance, I think, for a first time, for sure. It wasn't, there's a few jokes that didn't get laughs, which that alone, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't imagine going up there and just like getting zero laughs, that which every comedian's done because they've done enough and there's, you live and learn, and man. But the funny part is, so I went in to stand up for the first time, and this was my first time to step foot in a comedy club, period. Dude, I have no idea what's going on. And I'm the guest spot, which I, you know, I'm learning this, but I didn't know this before I got there, but apparently in a comedy club, you typically have the host. A lot of times you have a guest spot and then the feature comic, then the headliner. It kind of goes like the host kind of runs the show and announces people on, and also does like 5 to 10 minutes of comedy. The guest spot, I did like 10 to 15 minutes. Feature does like 20-ish minutes, and then the headliner's up there for like an hour. So I show up. I am mistaken. I thought I was like opening for the headliner. And there was like a host that just kind of said, now Trey Kennedy. So I'm in this little green room trying to be friendly. I'm very nervous, but I'm like meeting the people. And the guy's like, yeah, I'm so-and-so. I'm the host. I'm like, good to meet you. And this other guy's a little quieter. I'm like, what's your name? He's like, I'm so-and-so. I'm kind of, okay. And I go, so do you like work here? And he looks to be dead eyes just like this. He goes, I'm the feature. And in hindsight, oh, that's brutal. But at the time, I was like, well, I don't know what that means. And so I go, cool. I still didn't know if it worked there or not. And he asked me if I'm the guest spot. And I go, what's that? Dude, it was... Oh, and then I was freaking out. I was nervous. The host went up there and announced this guy. And I thought, well, the feature's after me. Maybe I announce him. When in reality, the host gets up again and does. So I went up to the feature guy again, who I've already ticked off. And I'm like, wait, do I announce you? And he just looks at me and goes, you really haven't done this much, have you? I mean, this guy wanted to hit me, I'm sure. I was like, oh. But thank the Lord. I went up there and it wasn't a total disaster, I don't think. And done it a few times. And by far the best this went. I did a few times in front of like a half full white people room. The last time I went and did it, dude, the room was a majority black folks. I could have been up there for an hour, man. Man, that was... Black people, they just give you so much more love, man. They laugh so much. They're so... They're just louder, right? So in that scenario, amazing. They're so energetic and loud and laughing loud. It's like, man, I felt like cloud nine. And I talked... And that even with my fans, I feel like I have a lot of black folks following me. The comments are different. White people will comment like, love you. I saw a black girl comment on a video the other day and said, he a little white chocolate Kit Kat. I mean, which makes me feel better about myself. I walk away like, my gosh, I am a white chocolate Kit Kat. You know what? Break me off, man. I am. I got it going on. Thank you, Shanice. That was her name, for real. Thank you. Oh, someone comments in my video just yesterday and said, honestly, this is my favorite white person. Okay. I'm done. That's it. I've made it. But yeah, stand-up went okay and might do it again. I don't know. It's wild. But, you know, I'm excited for this Correct Opinions podcast, man. This has already been fun. Like I said, hit up correctopinions@treykennedy.com to submit. Thanks for the triggered segment and the crazy white baby name segment. Follow me, people. Come say what's up. Share the podcast. Give it reviews. Let's build this thing up, man. Much love, y'all. Peace. Until next time. Do less. God bless. Correct opinions. Out.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, Whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.